Today, a learning opportunity you won't want to miss. That's right, it's miss and lose, the Spanish verb perder. Today, on The Kyle Miller Show.
You're listening to The Kyle Miller Show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is your friend Kyle here. Who else would it be, right? It's The Kyle Miller Show. Thank you for connecting today. Thank you for deciding to join me. And today we're going to talk grammar. We're going to talk about the Spanish verb perder, which can mean miss, but it can also mean lose. So we're going to look at miss and lose and also missing, to be missing. We're going to look at some expressions. We're going to look at the difference between these two verbs. And also, I think we're going to clear up a problem area for a lot of people when it comes to speaking English, because I do hear a lot of mistakes with this. I hear a lot of mistakes between miss and lose. Okay, so my goal is by the end of this show, you will have gained, the future perfect tense, you will have gained a further agility with miss and lose and gained a knowledge with some expressions and improved in general with this. Remember, slow and steady wins the race. Slow and steady. Es la constancia. It's consistency in the learning process that is key. So if you can learn one thing per day, master one or two concepts per week, but keep moving forward, always making progress, always moving forward, you are going to learn a lot and improve a lot over time. Okay, starting off, we have the verb to lose, okay, an irregular verb. Every day I lose, yesterday I lost, lately I've lost. On the other hand, the verb to miss is a regular verb. Miss, missed, missed. Every month I lose my keys. Last month I lost my keys. Lately I've lost my keys several times. Every day, every week I miss the bus. Last week I missed the bus. Lately I've missed the bus. Now you're probably saying, okay, Kyle, this is easy. Eso es muy fácil, right? I know this. I know this stuff. But okay, let's go through little by little, poco a poco. We're going to talk about the different uses of these verbs, how they're different, okay, how they're the same, and how they're different. First of all, in terms of pronunciation, here we have a strong ST sound on missed, missed. Okay, any regular verb that ends in an S, okay, I'm talking about miss, pass, kiss, for example, all of these verbs in the past are going to sound like an S-T. Kissed, missed, passed. Okay? So that's the pronunciation that we're going for. Okay. Now, in terms of meaning, okay, lose is, okay, both of these mean perder. Lose is perder in the sense of no encontrar, or no ganar, okay? So I've lost my keys. I lost my keys yesterday. I lost my, about two days ago, I lost my phone, and I spent about 3 hours looking for it. I found it underneath the chair in my living room. So I lost it. Now, we also have to lose a life, like when someone dies, to lose a loved one. I lost my grandfather when I was 10 years old. Now, we also have another structure, I got lost. In Spanish, you typically say me perdí. We say I got lost. We don't say I lost myself. Where am I? I lost myself. No, I got lost. And I used to get lost a lot when I first moved to Madrid. I used to get lost in the streets of Madrid. I didn't know where I was going, and I got lost. And I used to take the subway, the metro, everywhere. And I knew the city well underground, but above ground, I didn't know it so well. And I used to get lost a lot. Okay, so to lose in the sense of perder. Perder un partido as well, to lose a game, to lose a match, or to lose in the sense of no encontrar. Those are the main uses, okay? To fail to win. So, for example, the last Super Bowl, I thought Kansas City was going to win, but they lost. They lost. My favorite hockey team, the Montreal Canadiens, they have a pretty good team this year, but they've lost the last two games. And in fact, they're on a losing streak. When you talk about consecutive losses, consecutive wins, we say a streak. S-T-R-E-A-K. Streak. Se escribe streak, streak. A winning streak, a losing streak. Como una racha. Están en racha. They're on a winning streak. Or de racha, do you say? All right. All right. Now, we also have to lose a few expressions. To lose ground. To lose ground. I think you say perder terreno. Lose ground. So if you're making progress, but someone else, you know, you can't keep up with, you can't keep up. You can't keep making enough progress over time. You can lose ground. Or lose ground against a competitor. Because the competitor is improving faster than you. Lose time. To lose your bearings, right? Que es perder tu, como tu orientación. Lose your bearings, your orientation. Lose your cool. To lose your cool means to get really angry. Oh, he lost his cool. I don't lose my cool very often. No. So cool, in this case, is like tu calma. Lose your cool. Lose your cool. Okay. Now, let's move on to the verb to miss. Okay, to miss is perder in the sense of no coger. Con transporte, right? No en el sentido de... Bueno, ya sabes. Perder. Okay, no coger. I missed the bus. Also, no aprovechar, to not take advantage. I missed an opportunity. And it also means echar de menos. I miss my family. I miss my mother's cooking. I miss a lot of things about Canada. But when I'm in Canada, I do miss some things about Spain as well. Okay? Now, another structure we have is to be missing. To be missing. When someone is expected to be present, someone is expected to be here, but they're not here. They're missing. Imagine, I was supposed to have a guest for this show, but they're missing. You know, or I invite Alberto, my friend Alberto, to come to my podcast, my show. But then he doesn't appear. And I say, man, you were missing. Where were you? So we say to go missing or to be missing. Now, if a person is lost and we start to search for them, we say that that person has been reported as missing. So reported, like reported to the police. So we've called the police and said, hey, my brother, I don't know where he is. So I'd like to report a missing person, to be reported missing, M-I-S-S-I-N-G. Missing. Okay, let's do some translation. Let's practice with a little bit of translation. Translation time. Okay, here we go with some translation. Perdió una oportunidad de oro. He missed a golden opportunity. He missed a golden opportunity. Al final, perdimos la reunión. In the end, we missed the meeting. In the end, we missed the meeting. Echo de menos la comida de mi madre. I miss my mother's cooking. Perdieron el partido en el último minuto. They lost the game in the last minute. En el último minuto. They lost the game in the last minute. En el último minuto. Creo que perdió su calma. I think he lost his cool. I think he lost his cool. Su calma. I told you this one before, remember? To lose your cool. Ella siempre pierde jugando a las cartas. She always loses at cards. She always loses at cards. Now, you could say playing cards. She always loses playing cards. She always loses at cards. Echo de menos a mi tío. I miss my uncle. No me puedo creer que fallara. I can't believe he missed. So here we're talking about a goal, for example. A goal, right? You know, the guy's kicking the penalty, and he missed it. Oh my God, I can't believe it. No me lo puedo creer. I can't believe it. I can't believe he missed. Okay, now, how about an expression? A good expression here is, don't miss out. To miss out means, if we say don't miss out, it's like, no te lo pierdas. Don't miss it. Don't miss out. Like, if you don't speak English, I think you're missing out on a lot of things in the world. Because so much of the world is in English. So many films are in English. So much music is in English. So much stuff is in English. And if you don't understand English, you're missing out. You're missing out. If you go to Boston and you don't try the lobster, you're missing out. If you come to Nova Scotia and you don't drive up to Cape Breton Island, you're missing out. You are missing something wonderful. We say you're missing out. Okay, a very common expression. A good one to know. So let's call that our expression of the day today, or whatever we want to call it. But okay, I'm going to move on with my favorite exercise for developing oral agility. Agility with the interrogative style. With the interrogative challenge, where I give you the answer to a question and you ask the question that I've already answered, right? Okay, I do this a lot on the radio, on my show, on Vaughn Radio, but we're going to practice again here. So if I say, for example, we lost 3 games last year, you would ask the question, how many games did you lose last year? Lose. L-O-S-E, by the way. It's not loose. Eso es flojo. Two O's is loose, que es flojo. Lose, perder. Okay? So here we go. I'll give you the answer. You ask the question. Number one, I lost it this morning. Y when did you lose it? When did you lose it? I lost it this morning. I lost it because I was careless. Why did you lose it? Why did you lose it? I miss her the most. Who do you miss the most? I miss her the most. She missed three targets. How many targets did she miss? I miss it because it was useful. Why do you miss it? Why do you miss it? She lost them in the river. Where did she lose them? Oh, she lost them in the river. He has been missing for over a month. How long has he been missing? I lost my way in the tunnel. Where did you lose your way? I missed the second class. Which class did you miss? They've lost three games so far this season. How many games have they lost so far this season? All right, now how did you do? How did you do at home with those challenges? You can always write to me and let me know what you think. You can find me on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. You can write to me there. You can also send me any questions for program ideas or questions. Si tienes dudas, right? Preguntas, dudas. Send them to me, okay? But hopefully you did well with those. I do them every day on my radio show on Vaughn Radio called The Drive Time Show. And I do those translation sentences, I do the interrogative, and we talk about grammar, we do a lot of different exercises, and hopefully if you listen to the show, you gain fluency, you improve with this structure. Okay, and today practicing with miss and lose. Okay, now I'd like to teach you three more expressions using miss. You're saying at home, three more? En serio? Yeah, three more expressions. First, the first expression, let's give it a miss. Or I'm going to give it a miss. Means I'm not going to attend. So I'm going to miss in the sense of no asistir. So to miss is to not attend. He missed the meeting. I'm going to miss the party. But the expression here, I think I'm going to give it a miss. It's like saying, I think I'm going to miss it, but I'm intentionally not going to go. Es que no me apetece. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like going to the party. I'm tired. I think I'm going to give it a miss. I've been out, going out with friends a lot this week, and I think that party on Friday, I'm going to give it a miss. Or the meeting. We've had several meetings on this issue. I don't think I have to attend another meeting. I'm going to give it a miss. I think he's going to give it a miss too. So to not attend, to intentionally decide to not attend, We can say you're going to give it a miss. Now, another expression, hit and miss. Something is hit and miss. So either it's going to be successful, it's going to be good, or it's going to fail. To miss, we talked earlier about missing the mark, right? To not hit the objective, to not succeed and to not work. It missed. We tried, but we missed. Now, if something is hit and miss, it means a veces funciona, a veces no. O a veces está bien y a veces no. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it isn't. It's hit and miss. So, for example, if you try to buy coconuts, buying coconuts in Canada, it's very hit and miss. It's very hit and miss because sometimes they're good, but they're always imported, obviously. There are no coconuts in Canada, right? There are no coconuts growing in Canada. So they're all imported, and they've been sitting on a shelf in a supermarket for a long time. They're not fresh. So sometimes the quality just isn't very good. The quality is hit and miss. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it isn't. It's hit and miss. Okay? Finally, the last expression I want to teach you today is to miss the point. You missed the point. Right? Perdiste el sentido de todo eso. So we have also the expression, hey, what's the point? ¿Cuál es el sentido de eso? Kyle, what's the point of this lesson? What's the point of teaching us about two verbs for a whole show? What's the point of this? Well, the point is there are a lot of common mistakes, and I feel that if you practice over and over, you can gain agility and you can learn something very useful and practical. That's the point. But if you miss the point, es como perder todo el sentido de eso. You miss the point. Sometimes I'm teaching students a certain concept, but I'm secretly teaching them something else. Maybe they don't notice. But I say, look, yes, we're learning this, but don't miss the point. Really, the point of this exercise is to learn, is to practice the essential grammar. If you, for example, if you think, Kyle, I already know miss and lose, so I'm not going to listen to that episode, I could say, look, you're missing the point. The point of this, of course, is to practice with miss and lose, but also to practice translating sentences, working in different tenses, key tenses, affirmative, negative, interrogative, developing agility with the interrogative form in our challenge that we just did. Really, that's the point. By playing with these games and these activities, you get pushed into using the structure, you get challenged. That's the point. If you think it's only to learn definitions of two words, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. So that is our expression, to miss the point. So finishing off the show here, we had three expressions. Give it a miss, right? I'm not going to attend. I'm going to give it a miss. Hit and miss, right? Sometimes it's good, sometimes it isn't. You know, the beach. I can go swimming at the beach here. In Canada, you can go swimming at the beach, but the water temperature is very hit and miss. Sometimes it's warm enough to swim. Sometimes, even if it's a hot day, the water is cold. Nunca se sabe. You never know. The experience is hit and miss. Okay? Now, with the verb to lose, we had a couple expressions as well. To lose your cool, right? Means to lose your patience and to get angry. To lose your bearings, which is to lose your orientation and not know where you are. Okay? Anyway, we're out of time. I'm going to finish there. I hope today's program has helped you with miss and lose. I hope that you feel more confident with those verbs now. and into the future. And I'll be back soon with plenty more to help you with your English. Thank you for listening to The Kyle Miller Show. See you next time. Bye-bye.